Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Corey Rich, head coach for the LEGO Robotics team at Waco, to talk about their first place finish at the state competition last week. For people who aren't too familiar with LEGO League, what is LEGO League?
So it's the first LEGO League is an organization. It focuses on LEGO robotics mostly. That's how it started. They use Legos to build these models that they then also build their robot, which is made out of Legos. And then they have to perform these robotic missions, which are timed, within 2.5 minutes. So typically there's about 15 to 20 missions per year on this robotic table. And they have to program the robot to do the different missions in a very short period of time. So that's really how the organization started. And then they wanted to, you know, prepare these kids for more speaking abilities, getting up and, you know, talking in front of people, the researching, you know, getting out there and sharing their projects, but then also focusing on being graceful professionals in the workforce, you know, when they get older. Is these are skills that a lot of junior high kids don't really get a chance to do at that level. So this really gives them an opportunity to get a good head start on some of their future and work on these great abilities that, you know, I think most kids don't get a lot of at this age. So I think it starts out as people thinking it's building Legos and then programming your bot, which is a very big part of it. But then you have these other skills of really getting out there, sharing your knowledge, learning from others, and working with other kids.
Just how big of a competition is this?
Well, they're all a little bit different regionally wise. Our particular one, which was in Ottumwa, Iowa, had about 30 teams. So we were the top 5 of 30 teams that moved on. And then once you get to Ames, typically it's about 60 teams on Saturday and 60 teams on Sunday. So a total of 120 teams compete.
And then going into these competitions, what kind of work and preparation do you and the team do to get ready for it?
Well, since there's several parts to the competition, they have three interviews. One is a core interview, which they talk about their strengths as a team, graceful professionalism, how they can learn from others, how others can learn from them, and sharing their knowledge is one of them. So we really talk to the team a lot about their teamwork and how to get along and how to work on situations that are, you know, when they're down and they didn't maybe perform as well as they did, how to bust themselves up, and also like how they could be good team members to each other and solve conflict. So we work a lot on working together as a team. And then we have the second interview, which would be about your robot. A lot of times going into LEGO robotics, people assume that it's just about the robot performance, which is programming your bot to do these several different missions around the table. And a lot of it's programming, so they have to relearn the programming, or those that have done it before, you know, bringing in their knowledge from the year before and working on a whole different table and a whole different set of missions every year. So we work on that quite a bit because it takes a lot of trial and error. And then they talk about their design as well of the robot. What did they take into consideration to build the robot, or why they built it the way they did, and how they can improve in the future on what kind of programs they could use to program. And then the other one we prepare for is the project. So every year they have a very big project that they have each team focus on. This year it happened to be astronauts in space. They wanted them to solve a human physiological or social problem that they might face from being in space for a long period of time. So the kids get together, they work on what they'd like to solve, how they'd like to go about it, and then we work together as a team to figure out who we should talk to about it, who we should go see. Our kids chose something that to do with muscle loss. They watched quite a few YouTube videos about living on the International Space Station, and that seemed to be the one that really struck them as very detrimental to the astronauts when they return, as they lose a lot of their muscle, they lose a lot of their ability to really even walk and talk a lot of times when they get back. And so that really struck them as something they wanted to solve. So at that point, you work on your field trips. And we decided to go talk with athletical physical therapy. And after speaking with them, and they learned a lot about the muscle structure of the body, they decided they wanted to speak with somebody at the University of Iowa. So then we work on who we wanted to talk to there. So a lot of preparation as far as working on computers and doing a lot of research and then doing quite a few field trips to really hone in on what they wanted to focus on for their project. Lots of long nights, and we work around basketball schedules, we work around volleyball schedules, we work around church schedules. So these kids put in a lot of time throughout the week, and sometimes it's an hour here, sometimes it's 2 hours there, sometimes it's even a weekend. But they work around everything that they have going on in their life to also make this happen. And we're talking 2 to 3 times a week probably a practice. And it starts in September and goes till December. And then if you're lucky enough to make it to state, you have a whole nother 7 weeks to work on it even more.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Corey Rich, head coach of the LEGO Robotics team at Waco, to talk about their first place finish at the state competition last week. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.